Hello, Jeremiah.
Guillermo, how are you?
I'm very good, very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, doing well. I was wondering if I caught you at a good time.
You did. I've been thinking about giving you a call. I did see your email, but I really was not sure what a good day would be, so I'm glad you called me.
Perfect. Well, perfect. Yeah, so I wanted to kind of discuss what you were looking for and see if maybe there's something we can do to help you out.
Thank you. Thank you. I remember around the time that I applied, we did try to get in touch, and around that time, I got funding the day you called me, and I was in a lunch. I was going to call you later and talk to you about it, but I did get funding at that point, but one of the main reasons why I was interested in an option through you is I saw that we might be able to apply for an unsecured loan for maybe a midterm loan, maybe up to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That is appealing to us. Because this way we could improve our cash flow.
Okay. Who'd you get funding through?
I got funding through a company called TVT Capital.
I'm sorry, what was that?
TVT.
TVT Capital.
Yes, but actually... I guess to give you a background, I started with On Deck Business Loans last year.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with, just more. They seem more conservative, and I got in touch with a business consultant, and we worked together on getting a bigger amount. I mistakenly thought it would be more of a loan-type product, but it was a cash advance product. I really didn't have much prior experience with these. And it worked out okay. But we did this loan in April, this cash advance in April. Then I got another cash advance, a second position later on in the year at around July. And then I had another position that I already ended, paid off, and now I have TVT Capital. And after I got the position, I actually decided to do things on my own. And my goal has been to get a consolidation or a long-term loan instead of these types of products. So I am looking at the possibility of doing this through our bank, through JP Morgan Chase in 2017 at the start. And mm-hmm. also I'm looking at possibly bringing in some investors since we are a certified airline, even though we don't really fly the cargo directly since we only own a small aircraft. Mm-hmm. We actually book spaces. We have space allocations in various different airlines out of Miami, but we are a certified airline, so there is a lot of value in that, and we have people interested in investing in the company next year. And that my goal ultimately is to be able to consolidate these cash advances that are placing a heavy burn on our cash flow, especially in a slower year for our industry, for the air cargo industry, a slower year than usual.
Okay. Now, what are the balances with the cash advances? It doesn't have to be exact, but what are we talking about here?
Sure. The first position right now, it is at $600,000.
Okay, and that's with who?
That is a company called Cap Fusion.
Cap Fusion?
Cap okay. Fusion.
Okay. And then the second position?
And the second one is called Cap Stack. That is at around $130,000.
Okay.
And this third position I got because I needed to invest for the peak season It's very competitive in the Miami area for cargo, and I just needed to lock down these business opportunities. So I got recently, in October, I got a cash advance for $200,000. I forgot what the discount is on this one, but I would say that my balance, my open balance for this would be right now at around $250,000.
Okay. $250,000 is your balance on the TVT, right?
Correct.
And then what is your payment on the TVT? Is that a daily, a weekly?
That one is a daily payment.
And what's the daily payment?
It's about $1,900 a day.
Okay. And then what is the payment for the TAP Fusion, the first position?
Sure, that went up to $20,000 because they wanted to pay off that third position that I had before. And they did give me a little some capital at that point, but it went up to $20,000.
$20,000 per month?
Per week.
Per week, $20,000. That's killing your cash flow, isn't it? All these.
Absolutely.
$20,000 per week.
And then, so even though we're a strong company, we've been in business for over 10 years, and we have strong sales, that's hurting us.
Okay. And with TapStack, what are you paying them?
With TapStack, I'm paying $11,000 a week.
Okay. Per week. Okay, so is it CapStack or Tap as in T or C?
Oh, C.
C, CapStack. Oh, okay.
Correct.
And then Tap Fusion is with the T, right? Like Tom?
No, with a C as well.
Oh, okay. Cap Fusion. Okay, got it.
Correct. And Tap Fusion, there's a very good communication with them, and they're aware that in 2017 we're looking at maybe some long-term funding. So they've been working closely with us. We've developed a good relationship with them, thankfully. And at this point, I guess, given those high weekly payments, and given the time is of the essence, I was considering the option of paying off CapStack, which is at around $120,000. But at the same time, from what I understand, what stops me from doing that is that I'm pretty much rolling over any interest onto the next lender.
Yeah. What are your revenues like? What'd you guys do in 2015?
2015, it was $12 million for the year.
And then 2016, what are we on track to do?
2016, right now we're on track to do around $9 to $10 million.
Okay. Why the dip?
Just less demand for air cargo transportation around the world. It's just an industry-wide thing. One of the biggest airlines out of Latin America, LAN Chile, who got bought TAM Airlines out of Brazil, they've had to give back freighters because there's just a global economic slowdown, a slowdown for global trade. So there's a lot of, and still there's a lot of competition, a lot of capacity, but not enough cargo to go around for everyone. So then the rates are pushed down.
Because it's so competitive.
Because it's so competitive. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So what do you need the funding for? Do you just want funding to consolidate? Are you looking for funding to help grow your business? What are you looking for exactly?
Well, a combination of both. The consolidation would help us grow our business, but our plans are to continue growing our business through the airline certification that we're able to obtain 2 years ago. We did invest a lot of resources into this certification. We have the aircraft, just consulting fees, legal fees, a lot of man hours. And so this has allowed us to expand our network. And some of these airlines will ask for letters of credit or bank guarantees. So we've been doing that, and that's allowed us to enter these markets and grow our business. So that's a big part of why we're looking for additional funding, especially now in the peak season.
So what you let me see if I understand that correctly. So you get funding, and you're using that funding to get you into different airlines, and they're verifying that you have money in your account. Basically, is that what they're doing, or how are you getting into the airlines?
Well, they do their due diligence, but in some cases we give them a deposit through a bank guarantee.
Okay.
Or also, this allows us to strengthen our sales team. Okay. So that we could have someone selling our services, our product, in different areas. But a lot of the customers are based in Miami, but they have representatives in other areas that we can get to and get the business directly, but they would still pay us here. And we pay the airlines here as well.
I see. How do you get your customers?
It's usually word of mouth. We have a very experienced sales team. Mm-hmm. We make appointments, and we're a pioneer in the Miami airport in our field. We're sort of like a broker, but we have our own airway bill, which identifies us as an airline. So the customer, the freight forwarder, the mm-hmm. shipper, they come straight to us for all their needs.
Okay. And this is only for, you guys only deal with customers in Miami?
No, we also have companies that represent Phoenix Airways in New York, okay. Chicago, LA. We have an office that represents Phoenix Airways out of San Jose. And we have a sister company, Phoenix Airways Ecuador, that is very successful because we represent Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings, one of the biggest air aviation companies in the world. Mm-hmm. They usually do charters. They usually lease airplanes. But over the years, they've gotten into the scheduled service. So they entered Ecuador about 4 years ago, and we won the exclusive representation of Atlas in Ecuador, and it's been very successful. We have about 4 to 5 flights a week. We export roses to Miami and also to Amsterdam.
Export roses to Miami. So what are you normally exporting for customers? Is it just completely whatever they want? Do you have a niche that you guys do?
Out of Ecuador, it's the roses. Our niche are small to mid-sized companies, some large. One of our customers is FedEx, for example. Since we have an interline agreement with UPS Air Cargo, mm-hmm. FedEx is able to get their cargo into UPS Air Cargo through us. They're one of our top customers. We are freight forwarders. They tender the cargo directly at the airline's warehouse, so we don't have that overhead. So they could, as long as they are certified by the TSA, they can ship anything they want.
Okay. Now, what are you making on a transaction? What are your profit margins?
Profit margins are about, right now, they're about 15%.
Has it been dropping every year, or is that about the standard 15?
It hasn't dropped every year, but this year there's been a bit of a drop in that because we have to be more aggressive with the pricing. But usually it's been about 20%, 18%, if not more. But I think this is a law, and next year and forward, I think things will improve globally with the markets.
Okay.
That's what everyone's forecasting this for the air cargo industry.
Now, do you guys ever finance any type of equipment?
No, we don't.
Okay. How do you guys get planes? Do you guys own any planes yourselves?
We own a small aircraft. This is the aircraft that is licensed with the FAA, with the DOT. And we have interline rate agreements with the different airlines.
Oh, okay.
Out of Miami.
Very cool. Okay. All right. Guillermo, are you 100% owner of that business? This business?
No, I'm 70%.
70% owner. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you're looking to consolidate the three loans as well as possibly bring on some additional capital to kind of grow the business. And what exactly would you be doing with the extra capital? How would you use that to grow your business?
Well, with the extra capital, we would be able to attract more talent to our sales team, be able to add to our sales team as well, and would also be able to get better preferred rates and space allocations with the airlines through our allocation agreement, and also we'd be able to open up more routes, more lanes with other airlines that we're in talks with. For example, out of Hong Kong, we were able to do this with Qatar Airways, which is having a lot of success in the Latin American market. So we wanna keep doing that with all these different airlines in all these other regions.
That's interesting. So you have to actually pay for a certain route to get a better route. Like you have to, it costs money to get a more effective route. How does that work?
They ask for the company to give a bank guarantee, for example. So it's just a bank guarantee, and then they give you credit. So we get 30-day credits, but in 30 days, we'll ship more than the bank guarantee that we gave. It's not like if we give a bank guarantee of 25,000, once we go to 25,000, they stop us. It's more of a good faith thing.
I see.
It's always there. And also, since we are IATA certified, that's the International Air Transportation Association, and we have our own prefix, we're now eligible to become part of the cargo accounting services, the CAS service, and this also would attract other freight forwarders that prefer to work under this service, which is kind of like a clearinghouse. And then eventually the next step for us would be to join the International Clearinghouse, the ICH. That's where a lot of the airlines belong to, and this is also allows us to get more interline agreements with these different airlines.
Okay. Now, let's just say that we're not able to completely consolidate your loan. Are you open to another loan, or is it that's just not going to hurt you? I mean, or it's going to hurt you where you don't want to bring on a fourth position? Where do you stand on that? I just would like to know.
Sure. I'd be open to it. I'd be open to it, especially because I have these opportunities coming up at the beginning of the year. Very confident that we'd be able to accomplish this through either the investors that we're talking to,
okay,
or with our bank. But I don't want to miss out on these opportunities for the peak season. Yes, the return on these investments, we might not see till, in some cases sooner, in some cases later. Some cases we might not see the return till maybe February or March,
mm-hmm,
but it'll be there. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how this industry works. So yes, I would be open, but it would be depending on, I guess, on the terms.
See, yeah.
if the best case scenario would be if we'd be able to do a 1 year or a 2 year term. I don't know if you guys offer that.
Yeah, well, my initial plan here to what I would like to do, I would like to get you the full consolidation, right? So that's what we're going to shoot for. And then so I'll go for the longest term, most amount of money, and then we kind of work backwards from there.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the application along with the list of items that I would need to get you the approval. It'll probably just take me a couple days, 2 to 3 days, because your file sounds pretty big. And we're going to try to shoot for the best programs. How would you rate your personal credit?
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. I believe it's 700.
Okay, good. Perfect. Okay, so I'll send that over. How soon do you think you can get those docs back to me, Guillermo?
I mean, we'll be standing by to, as soon as we receive your email, we'll get to work on it. So unless there's some question that comes up, I don't see why we couldn't get those back to you today.
Okay, perfect. I will give me about 5-10 minutes. I'll put something together, send it over your way, and then I'll just look forward to getting your response. And as soon as I get your file, I'll start working on it. I'll meet with the underwriter. We'll kind of discuss your file, and then if any other questions come up, we'll get back in touch.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and I look with you.
Likewise, I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem, Guillermo. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.